Area 1 Agency on Aging is seeking input from older adults, providers, and other interested parties on its area plan for services in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. They will be holding a public meeting tomorrow, Thursday, March 20th, at the Healy Senior Center in Redway. The agency is encouraging the public to attend and provide feedback on their proposed services for older adults 60 and older in the community. For more, we spoke with Maren Rose, a planner and manager with the agency.
And we want to talk about our programs and services that we are planning for next fiscal year, which runs for us July 1 of 2025 through June 30th of 2026. And so it's an opportunity for the older folks in that area and their family members and supporters and providers to give input on services, proposed services, but also anything else they would like to make comments on.
The Older Americans Act established the California Department of Aging and a statewide network of 33 area agencies. This network is responsible for planning and addressing California's current and future aging and long-term care needs.
What that means is we are funded by the Older Americans Act. The agency is a result of that federal funding that comes to the state of California and other states, and then it's dispersed according to census, U.S. Census numbers of older adults age 60 and older. And the purpose of it, as I mentioned, is to assist older adults with maintaining maximum independence and to avoid institutionalization, and also to coordinate and develop a continuum of services.
A1AA serves Humboldt and Del Norte counties, representing nearly 44,000 people over the age of 60. The Area 1 Agency on Aging has developed a 123-page area plan that outlines planned activities and goals through 2028. The plan details the process for identifying the needs of older adults and their caregivers. Rose says this strategic planning ensures that services are tailored to support the evolving needs of older adults and their caregivers in Humboldt and Del Norte counties.
We do this planning process, and the four-year plan, which was, as I mentioned, is at the 24-28. So we're in that plan right now. We're in the first update year. So the four-year plan itself is a comprehensive plan, but then in the update year, which for us will be 25-26, we don't really make major changes to that four-year plan, but we still need to go out and share it with our community and for public input.
Notably, this is the first time in over 14 years that A1AA is holding a meeting in Southern Humboldt.
I feel like this is a great opportunity, and we really hope that people living in the area can take advantage or contact me.
According to the group's area plan, there is a growing trend of older adults becoming homeless in Del Norte County. Out of a caseload of approximately 200 people, about 60% are older adults, including a significant number in their 80s. According to Del Norte Mission Possible, most of these older adults are single, dependent on Social Security retirement, and are living on less than $1,000 per month. Many of these individuals are experiencing homelessness for the first time, often following the death of a spouse or partner, which leads to a loss of income. In Humboldt County, Arcata House has seen a rise in older adults with high health needs. Most are single women in their 70s and 80s who have become homeless after living in substandard housing. Many sleep in their cars and experience a health crisis that ultimately leads to homelessness. Arcata House has identified two major challenges in addressing this issue: lack of qualified in-home supportive services staff and difficulty finding adequate housing for older adults who need help with daily living activities, particularly those who are non-ambulatory. Additionally, 49% of all adults in the district age 60 and older report feeling depressed. Tomorrow's meeting in Redway will provide an overview of A1AA's findings and the services they offer to address these issues. And a key goal of the area plan is to make services easier to access and better meet the evolving needs of the community.
On the 20th, starting at 12:45 at Healy Senior Center, we will be there and we'll do a little presentation, a PowerPoint presentation with an overview of services and of what the, you know, give background on what this is all about. And then we open it up for input. And we write down the comments on pieces of paper on flip charts, and we'll put them up on the wall. And so we'll just open it up to people at the senior center who want to give input during that hearing. We take that input back, review it. I develop a summary of that that's kind of based in themes based on what people said. And that also is added to our area plan update for 25-26. So the input is included in our planning process and in our area plan update.
The area plan update is due May 1st and will be submitted to the California Department of Aging.
They must approve it before we can get funding for next year. And so even though we're kind of working on a deadline here, we at the agency welcome input at any time. And that can be given to our board of directors, to our advisory council, to me, to our executive director. And so I want to ensure that people understand that even though we're holding this public hearing, that does not mean we still don't take input as people want to give it to us. However, for this area plan, if you can't attend the hearing, but you still want to provide input, one of the things we can do is provide you with a copy of the PowerPoint slides. And as long as that input is received by the 11th of April, we can include it in the area plan update for 25-26.
For more information or a copy of their presentation, you can contact Marin Rose.
My email is mrose@a1aa.org. Or you can call me at 707-498-8461.
You can find a link to the plan, their services, and more about Thursday's public meeting in Redway at kmud.org.